Chicago's Afternoon News. That is the cheering section outside the courthouse where Britney Spears this afternoon was relieved of her conservatorship. So she is now in control of her old finances. Big crowd outside, and they were cheering. Hey, word today that the last Sears in Illinois is closing, the last Sears department store closing on Monday. It's at Woodfield, near Woodfield Mall. We're going to take your calls in about 10 minutes or so. Do you have memories of, special memories of Sears from your childhood days? 312-981-7200 is the number. We'll take your texts and hopefully get in a couple of calls as well. I'd say around 4:47, like that, maybe 5-6 minutes. But before that, I want to talk recycling. There was a story somewhere out of Europe, but they talked about the fact that this year there'll be 57.4 million tons of e-waste, they're calling it, which is heavier than the Great Wall of China. And there's great, there are metals in there, precious metals, gold, copper, things like that, silver. In fact, about $57 billion worth of metals in every 1 million phones. Of that, only about $10 billion is actually recycled. So what's up with that? We're going to turn to Mike Apt now from Apt Electronics to get a little explanation. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. You know, I just recycled a VCR machine, if you can believe it. I cleaned out the basement and old DVD player, and I always have a hard time finding places. Now, there's a Lake County recycling center not too far from me, and they're open one day a week, and I was able to bring it over there. It just seems like it's harder to do. We were talking about this on the conference call this morning. I didn't realize you guys have opened up a big recycling center.
Yeah, we've always had a recycle center, but we just opened up a new one. And the problem with e-waste is it costs money to recycle. You know, they charge us money to recycle, and we pass it on to the customer.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Most other items are free, or we actually make money when we take something back and recycle it. So e-waste has to be disposed of properly. You need to take apart the TV and get to the precious metals, and that costs money.
I got you. So it's not like paper recycling or glass recycling. There's actually some diving in you need to do.
Yes, it's a lot of labor to take apart a TV.
And go ahead.
Yeah, we've done it for a long time, but we do pass that cost on to our customers.
What kind of cost is it, Mike?
It's like $25 for a smaller TV and $75 for a big projector TV.
Mike Apt is talking to us from Apt Electronics about recycling. Are the numbers, not the cost numbers, but the numbers of us bringing in our old electronics going up, they're going down, or where are we on that?
Well, with the retailers like us, anytime you have a TV delivered, you want to get rid of it, and it's easy for our guys to haul it away.
Yeah.
And so for us and the other retailers, I think it's usually a one-for-one swap. Sometimes people pay for a little, you know, another two or three things to recycle. But so many people are on your boat. They're at home, and they see these TVs that are stuck in their garage, and they don't know what to do with them. And maybe their city has a recycle day during Earth Day or whatever.
Yeah, and you always find out about it 2 days afterward. That's the problem.
Yes, that's true.
And really, I know I've got plastic crates filled with old cords and things like that. Are those the sorts of things you take as well, or not so much?
Yeah, we'll take everything. You know, everything that goes out on our truck, we want to take back. And so we recycle for our own self, and we have many customers and businesses dropping off products at our recycle center all the time.
Mike,
we're open 6 days a week.
I buy everything at Apt. I want you to know that. But if, say, there was something that I didn't, I could still bring it there to recycle?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the TV, you're going to pay, but for anything else, you can drop off, and we'll be glad to take it off.
That's good to know, because, it's like, you know, you feel guilty just letting it sit there, and you're not supposed to throw it in the garbage, so you don't want to do that. Hey, Christmas is coming. What are going to be the highlights this year?
Well, the highlight is to try to get your stuff early.
Yeah.
Now, this year with COVID, there really has been a supply problem, and it's really best to get things early. Christmas has kind of moved up just for us delivering and for UPS to get things out and to send things around the country. So big items would be the Oculus.
Virtual reality, yeah.
Yeah, those things are amazing. There'll be a little bit of discounting. The Sonos is on fire. That's a musical system. They have one called the Roam that's super neat. I just bought one.
What do you mean? You bought one. Your name is Mike Apt.
I know. We pay. We pay here. All the brothers have to pay, too.
Mike Apt joining us from Apt Electronics. It's always great to talk to you, and I love walking around the store, too.
We love having you.
All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Mike Apt from Apt Electronics. I just wanted to get a handle on the recycling, especially when you consider those numbers. There's gold in them, their phones. Okay, you have a memory of Sears, 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. I want to get to your calls and texts. We've got just a few minutes coming up in, let's say, 3 minutes. First, Kevin Wells is here with a look at weather and traffic.